Country Bob FM.
You hear that a lot at the Olympics. A lot of cowbells.
Yes.
During the cross-country ski races, the downhill skiing. You'll hear that a lot. It's the bell lap. If you're getting to the end, getting close. We just had a Luge medal for the first time ever. We've never had a Luge medal before for Team USA.
No.
We have been trailing the Europeans and the other countries for decades and decades in Luge. Finally, we've caught up.
And they won't tell us what it is. It looks silver to me. But it doesn't matter. Medal's a medal, right?
And especially
when you've never medaled, yeah.
Today is Monday, February 12th, 43rd day of the year for your almanac. This date in history, 322 left to go, 1880 on this date. The National Croquet League was organized in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The National Croquet League. All-star croquet is sanctioned by the NCL, the National Croquet League, bringing you the top croquet players from the United States, Canada, England, Germany, Australia, Mexico, Poland, Japan, the greatest croquet players from throughout the world. And now to the wickets and all-star croquet action.
Yeah.
Any idea of whether the National Croquet League is still going? Do they still have that? That was 1880.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
I doubt it.
You're a big croquet guy. I love playing croquet when we were kids.
Yeah, we played it all the time when we were kids.
It was seen that croquet was developed in England because there were some people who didn't have the demeanor for golf. They wanted something more mean, where they could be meaner and more agitated. Because at golf, you can't take the other player's ball and hit it in a bad spot, but in croquet you can.
Yes,
that's how
part
croquet,
of the game.
Yeah, 1921. I don't remember Soviet troops ever occupying Atlanta. Do you?
No.
Because it says here 1921, Soviet troops invade Georgia. Maybe they only made it to Savannah or Augusta and never made it to Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't remember them in Atlanta.
That was 1921. 1924, explorers opened the sarcophagus of King Tutankhamun. Have you ever opened a sarcophagus?
I don't hang out with Geraldo either.
You thought that smell at the Japanese restaurant was bad. But after a couple thousand years, the smell goes away.
Yeah.
That's 1924. Also in 24, the exact same date, Calvin Coolidge, one of our most underrated presidents, made the first ever presidential political speech on radio in 24. In 1971, James Cash Penny died at the age of 95. Founded the J.C. Penney. He and Montgomery Ward, they went back and forth. Then there was that Sears guy.
Yeah, Sears and Roebuck
that dudes. Went back and forth. Those were the three biggies, and it's sad to say that Ward's, they're gone. Sears starting to disappear. J.C. Penney is trying really hard to remain, and I hope they do. They were American institutions. It's really sad to see them go, just mainly because of online shopping, right?
Yeah.
Big box stores having a hard time competing.
I'm going to go in there and buy some underwear or something.
Go ahead and do it. Just support them.
Support them.
Support JCPenney. 1973, the state of Ohio became the first state to post metric distance signs.
How'd that work
out? So you were kilometers or kilometers away from Cincinnati or Cleveland or Columbus. Well, I'll tell you firsthand how it worked out. I was just in Ohio and I didn't see, so apparently their commitment to the metric distance signs didn't last.
Okay.
Because there were none.
Right.
I was just in Ohio. I didn't notice any meters or kilometers or centimeters or decameters. That was in 73. 1982, this date. 1982, let's go to the hockey arena.
Gretzky behind the net. Gretzky backhands in front. Score! Gretzky's got the record. As he sets up the goal, it's a power play goal, and Wayne Gretzky, with that assist, has broken the single season record with 153 points.
Phil Esposito had the previous record, so it's still February, and he breaks the single season record. He finished with over 200 in the 1981-82 season.
Ridiculous.
Unbelievable. He finished with 212, Wayne Gretzky. Those numbers will never, ever be even broached. They won't even get a sniff of those ever again, probably, the way that hockey is played now. 1985. remember the coach, Nicholas Colasanto, dying at the age. He was only 61 when he passed away.
He was a very young man.
Back in 1985, Cheers, of course, was still going on at that time. In 85, 1999 in the news.
Two-thirds of the senators present not having pronounced him guilty, the Senate adjudges that the respondent, William Jefferson Clinton, President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the second article of impeachment.
President Clinton acquitted on this date of perjury and obstruction of justice, ending a 13-month drama that began with the president's affair with Monica Lewinsky. That was in 1999. Today, we're also remembering Coach from Cheers, and we are remembering one of us, Charles M. Schulz, gave us peanuts.
Yes, he did. Where would we be without Charlie Brown and Snoopy and the gang?
We wouldn't have the song Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
Right.
Certainly, by the Royal Guardsmen.
We wouldn't have all those statues in St. Paul.
I would not have had a Snoopy lunchbox.
Right.
In first and second grade. And then I graduated up to the $6 million man eventually. But Charles M. Schulz on this date passing away at the age of 77. That was 18 years ago. Also, big news today.
As some of you may know from various encounters I've had with the media over many years, I never, ever comment on my clients' personal lives. Ever. I'll violate that slightly today. Because I will confirm that Ken and Barbie are going to go their separate ways.
That was an actual news conference on this date in 2004. That was Barbie's publicist came out and said that Barbie and Ken were breaking up. They'd been together for 43 years.
Wow.
1961. And they said it wouldn't last.
That was a good run.
So that was on this date 2004. Sid Caesar, your show of shows. Mm-hmm. We're remembering him here today as well. He passed away at the age of 91. That was 2013. And you know what? Three strikes and you're out. That's the baseball rule on the field. And it's also the baseball rule if you do drugs. And New York Mets reliever Jeanre Mejia banned from MLB for life. He tested positive. He was juicing. Third time he had tested positive. And he's out of there.
Yeah.
See you later. Grab some bench, Mejia. Why don't you learn?
Not know when to say when, evidently.
No, apparently not. And that was on this date 2 years ago. Birthdays today. One of the greatest defenders in the history of basketball. You didn't want to go into his house because Bill Russell would swat that ball into the 10th row. Bill Russell, 84.
Five-time MVP. What did he win? 11 titles with Celtics?
Yeah, he has 11 championship rings.
That's
so
a lot.
One has to go to a toe.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, toe ring.
And then he did color commentary.
Yes, he did.
He coached and he did some color commentary. He was good at that. But
still with us.
He is 84 today. We really do say happy birthday to Bill Russell. The actor Joe Don Baker.
He was great.
So, what's your name?
Fletch.
Full name?
Fletch, F. Fletch.
I see. And what do you do for a living, Mr. Fletch?
I'm a shepherd.
Joe Don Baker, there he is as the chief of police in Fletch.
I'm a shepherd.
He was in Fletch, F. Fletch. He was also in Cape Fear, the one with Robert De Niro. He's the guy that Nick Nolte, the private detective that Nick Nolte hires to protect him in his house.
Yes.
Remember that scene?
Sure.
That's who Joe Don Baker is.
He was
in
a couple of Bond movies, too.
GoldenEye.
Yeah. Tomorrow
How about The Natural? Dies. He was the power hitter in The Natural.
Yes.
Joe Don Baker. He was a big-bodied man, and he's 82 today. We know this guy.
Here you know this is the end. Everybody say, here I am, I'm drunk again.
Mo Bandy is 74 today. Maybe so, most famous for his collaborations with Joe Stampley.
Yeah. Great solo career, though.
But he had a great solo career. Yes, he did. Americana. This is Here I Am. I'm Drunk Again. Mo Bandy is 74 today. Michael Ironside.
Gentlemen, this is your first hop. The jets you are flying against are smaller, faster, and more maneuverable. Just like the enemy mix. Clock is ticking, and as of now, we are keeping score.
He was Jester, Top Gun, Michael Ironside, 66 today. Just a great name.
Yes.
Just a great name.
Did they name the TV show after him?
No, they didn't.
Oh, they didn't. Okay.
They should have. They could have, and he could go with that story, but I wouldn't go with that story.
No. I can't forget when I'm not in love
anymore. I can't forget things will never be the same. From the Doobies to his solo career, he's sung backup in harmony with a number of people. Michael McDonald.
Got a unique sound, that's for sure.
Very bluesy. Michael McDonald, 66 today.
He's
knew
good.
You knew her as the mother on Growing Pains.
Show me that smile.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another
minute. Nice to hear a TV theme.
Who didn't have a crush on Joanna Kearns?
You had to.
She was Maggie Seaver, 65 today. Arsenio Hall, the funny man.
Yes, sir. You're gonna hate me. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the name. Lord, Lord.
That's Arsenio Hall. Remember Coming to America? Boy, he was good in that.
Yeah, he was.
Played multiple characters in there, and of course he had his own show, the Arsenio Hall Show. And he really influenced late night with how those late night shows were done. Really kind of lightened things up a little bit on the late night post-late TV news shows overnights. Arsenio Hall, 62.
John, it's possible we are watching the last hurrah of the Barden Bellas.
It's going to be very hard to pull this off, and if they don't, they are out of business as an a cappella group.
Wow.
It is over.
We don't want that. John Michael Higgins right there commenting on the Pitch Perfect movies, 55. He was in The Breakup where he sings the Yes song, Owner of the Lonely Heart, where they do a cappella around around the dinner table. John Michael Higgins, 55. Singer Chyna Phillips, of course, she had parents that were from the Mamas and the Papas. So you knew she could sing. John Phillips and Michelle Phillips. More people need to be named after countries. Preferably non-communist countries, but if you've got to go there.
It's pronounced China.
China Phillips is the big 5-0 today. Also 50, Josh Brolin.
I mean, there you go. You fool me once, shame on you. Now fool me twice, and you can't get fooled again.
He did a pretty good impersonation of George W. Bush. Now, it wasn't the most flattering portrayal of President Bush, but Josh Brolin had to do it. He did it. That's W. That's the movie
W. Yeah, yeah.
Josh Brolin is 50 again. Not very flattering if you're a fan of the Bushes, but he was good in it, whether you agree with it or not. He was good. He did a pretty good. I mean, that was as good as Will Ferrell's George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as good as Frank Caliendo, though.
Frank's is top.
You'll see Josh Brolin in the upcoming Avengers movie, too. He's playing the bad guy, Thanos.
Okay.
Or Thanos, if you will. Josh Brolin, 50. Gucci Mane is making an appearance again, the rapper. Didn't we just mention him?
Yeah,
I remember you
like
commenting on that and laughing at his name, Gucci Mane.
Right. What's
he has multiple birthdays. Rappers can do that. They can have multiple birthdays. 38 today. Football running back DeMarco Murray is 30. Was with the Cowboys. He's with another team now, I think. Is it the Titans? He's 30. And Robert Griffin III, you know, he was going to be the next best thing, but he just played with reckless abandon, got hurt, and his football career could be over.
Yeah.
He's like a free agent and didn't play. I don't think he played anywhere this year.
I don't either.
He is 28 today for RG3, they called him. That was his nickname.
Sure. All right, on the Gone But Not Forgotten list today, our former First Lady of the Day is Louisa Adams.
Once a First Lady, always a First Lady.
She was the wife of President John Quincy Adams, JQ. And she was born in the state 1775. Former President Abraham Lincoln. Abe was born on this day 1809.
Happy birthday, Abe.
Springfield, Illinois, of course. It's not President's Day today, though. That'll be next Monday when we celebrate his and George's birthday.
Birthdays observed.
Yes. Scientist Charles Darwin. Don't call me Chuck. He
HMS
Charles.
Beagle.
Yes. He was the guy who established the theory of organic evolution, and he shared the same day with Abraham Lincoln, making that 1809 once again. 1893 served as the first chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and that was United States Army General Omar Bradley, 1893. He was the original amateur hour. You know, before American Idol and all these other shows, there was Ted Mack and the original amateur hour. He was born in the state in 1904. One of the greats. He was the patriarch of the Cartwright clan on Bonanza. He was also on Battlestar Galactica. He did some newscasting for Canadian Broadcasting System, Lorne Greene.
Danny's a 14-year-old Alpha dog. That's like 98 to you and me.
Oh, yeah, you're beautiful.
You know,
he also knew his dog food.
Yes, he did. He pitched Alpo. Lorne Greene, one of the great voices. I'm sure we'll get a request for Ringo today. We should. He was born in this day, 1915. Fine character actor. He was in a couple of memorable episodes of Gunsmoke,
sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Forrest Tucker.
Good guy.
He was in the television program. He had kind of had the lead in F Troop with Ken Berry. He was born in this day, 1919. Forrest Tucker. Joe Garagiola.
Tion could have beaten him if they were playing in an airport or if they were playing in a telephone booth.
Wow.
He was follically challenged, but he had a good personality.
He did.
Most bald guys do.
He was a fine, defensive catcher. Was not a great hitter for the Cardinals most of his career, I do believe, but spent a lot of years in the broadcast booth.
And game show host.
A very funny guy, too. Bubbly. You ever see him without a smile on his face?
Never.
I don't think so.
Never.
Joe, call him Garagiola, 1926.
You know, even when he was getting a colonoscopy, smile.
Is it a smile?
Yep.
Yeah, I got it. He was just that way. Yep. Singer, songwriter, producer, Gene Michaels. You may remember this
with
big hit.
Just 100 pounds of clay, he made my life worth living. And I will thank him every day for every kiss you're giving.
I think he was a one-hit wonder.
And
this was big.
I thank him every
1961, the year that song, 100 Pounds of Clay, charted. That's for Gene McDaniels, 1935. And Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Ray Manzarek. Listen to him work the organ here.
He made playing the organ cool.
Yeah, he did.
A lot of people wanted to then play the organ at their church.
Wow.
Churches. In the late 60s, the churches, they were overwhelmed with the number of applications to be their organist.
Huh. I didn't realize that. Yeah. All stemmed from this man who played with the Doors.
And then they got fired as soon as they started playing this on the big church organ.
Yeah. Ray Manzarek, he's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
You're going to burn in Hades for playing that within these walls, kid.
And he was born on this day, 1939. They're all gone. But not forgotten.
How did the Almanac go on Thursday and Friday? I got a lot of emails. People tell me how much they love it when I'm not here.
Yeah. Well, Thursday was better than Friday.
Okay.
Friday I was caught off guard totally.
Yeah. I hate when that happens.
We did no audio on Friday. It was rather embarrassing.
Ooh.
Yeah. I let you down.
We won't
there.
Be putting that one on the website.
No, don't. Okay. Don't bother with it.
8:51, that is the Almanac today. Believe it or not, the 12th day of February 2018. Total Country, Bob FM.
Honey, there